Confidence is basically how good people think they are at something, and competence is how good people actually are at something. We have habituated to the idea that confidence is so desirable that the more you have of it, the better it is. Well, confidence doesn't have to be as high as possible. It has to be in sync with your actual ability. The whole point of self-perceived talent or self-perceived abilities, which is what confidence is to give you an accurate insight as to how good you actually are. If I'm about to cross a busy road walking, what's better, to think that I can cross even though cars and trucks are coming, or to be able to estimate that maybe I should wait until the cars pass so that I can actually get to the other side? By the way, if there's other people behind me looking at what I do because they're going to follow me, then my delusion or overconfidence won't just punish me, but also the others. So lots of studies and leadership has shown that the best performing leaders have confidence levels that match their actual abilities and performance. And in some instances, they have confidence levels that are lower than their actual abilities because they question themselves, they don't believe in their own hype, they don't get complacent, and they have this ability to keep learning and keep improving. In order to get better as a leader or in any field, you need to be aware of the gap between where you need to be and where you are. And if you have too much confidence, you're going to think you're great when in fact you're not, and you're going to get worse, not better.
Listen to the full 30-minute interview in the MindTools Club.